Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a model.
I want to be a
songwriter. I want to be a singer.
I want to be a music producer.
Boys and girls. Hello, Aunt Jewel.
Hello, how are you doing, Starfish? Thank you so much for being on the show today and being with the boys and girls, because it must be, what do you think, Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. And it's time for all the boys and girls to get their mommies and daddies and poppies and grandma and nana and aunts and uncles, and just people who just care. We want to thank you so much for joining the Blake Radio Network and Rainbow Soul. And Starfish, how is it for you? Because today is going to be a really special day.
Yes, today is always a special day. First, we'd like to welcome back Aunt Jewel. Welcome back. How is your traveling going?
Well, I am real thrilled to be in California, and I'm so glad that I can also be here with you and join you with the boys and girls and hear what they're going to talk about when they talk about heroes.
Yes, that is so exciting. And what is it like to travel, Aunt Jewel?
Well, getting in an airplane, I don't quite travel the same way that you do, Starfish, and swimming in the ocean, even though it's getting to be summer soon and it's nice and warm, but it's a long way to go. But it's really fun, and you go through all the different time changes. So it is a wonderful, wonderful land. It's almost like being in dreamland, because you wake up, you're in one place, and then you wake up and you're in another.
Yes, traveling is certainly a lot of fun. And speaking of traveling, I think that this month especially is when lots of boys and girls, many, many boys and girls, begin their travel. But sometimes, Aunt Jewel, we're not able to travel. Is there any other way that we can try to imagine about traveling?
Well, yes, I really think that we can. And, you know, even our opening song talks about that. It's trying to think of what you're going to be. And a lot of times it's dreaming. And that dreaming will one day come true because it's in your mind.
Exactly. So, boys and girls, even though this summer you might not be able to travel to California, to Europe, to Asia, you can just take that traveling in your mind or in your room and draw pictures and imagine places to go, wonderful adventures to seek. And it's just a great time, a great month for June. Imagination, boys and girls. Imagination by the Movers. Here we go. Are you ready, boys and girls? Imagination by the Imagination Movers.
I'm ready.
We love to figure things out.
Yeah.
You need some
Wow, that was some song that you're playing. Imagination for the situation. And that's
imagination movers. Exactly. And imagine moving exactly what you're doing. You're moving around to California. You move to another place because you're traveling. But imagination movers, you can move as far as you want, as fast as you want, as slow as you would like, because you're imagining. Imagination is taking you anywhere. And where can you travel? What places can you travel, or what can you travel in, Anjul?
Well, you know, one of the things that's so wonderful, you could be right there, like what you said, right in your bed. You could be right at a friend's house. You could be waiting for to go see the doctor. You can be in your classroom. The imagination is endless.
Yes, you can imagine yourself in a spaceship or a helicopter or even a submarine. Which brings me to my favorite friend, the Submarine Song by Clint Perry and the Boo Hoo Crew. Here we go, boys and girls.
I'm ready.
Let's take our imagination movers and travel.
I'm diving down deep in my submarine. I got the ocean around me, it's blue and green. So many creatures that I have seen. Diving down deep in my submarine. An octopus in his garden. There's a pot of dolphins swimming by. I think I saw a great white shark. I looked a whale right in the eye. I'm diving down deep in my submarine. I got the ocean around me, it's blue and green. So many creatures that I have seen. Diving down deep in my submarine. Seahorse out for a ride. There's a little red crab moving side to side. A stingray or two through the water they glide. And an eel slithers back to the place that it hides. I'm diving down deep in my submarine. I got the ocean around me, it's blue and green. So many creatures that I have seen. Diving down deep in my submarine. Whoa, whoa.
Boys and girls, is your imagination working? You know what? While we're trying to get ready for bed, you might have to go deep, deep, deep into the program to be able to sleep. And that's what the submarine does. And we're so thrilled that you are joining us with Bedtime Stories. Because here we have Starfish, who you'll be seeing a lot of times, because you'll be going to the beach. So that's imagination that you'll have.
Yes, that brings me back to such great memories. Deep in the submarine, where the plants are green and the fish are seen. I love the ocean. And I know many kids are going to spend lots of time in my home quite soon. And do you know why, Aunt Jewel?
Why?
Because it is almost summertime.
Your best time. You see everybody
exactly.
Here in the summer.
We love summer. Last week, we talked about graduation. And June is here. June is the sixth month of the year. And in June, there are 30 days in June. 30 wonderful, glorious days. And do you know, boys and girls, the first day of summer begins in June? Oh, that's why I know June is such a great month. June 21st is a month that we let loose and have fun. Explore and discover. The month of sunshine is here and let's play.
The longest day of the year, too. Half a year.
Exactly. But why can't we get too excited? What must we do first, Aunt Jewel?
Well, you know, we're in California, which is where I told you that I traveled to. And as when I was in the East Coast, we were always talking about getting ready to go to bed because the sun was going down. But here, we still have the sun up. So I'd love to be able to hear the sound of boys and girls playing.
Okay, we'll jump to that then. Here we go.
Right on the playground. In the park and in the beach, it's wonderful to hear children play and hear the laughter. I just had a few of my nephews out here in California, and they went with the basketball, so they were going to play right at the park. They brought their own basketball players, but some of you, when you go to the park, you don't have to bring anything because you get on the swing or the slide. So it's great.
I hear them.
I do too.
Come on, boys and girls, you know what we got to do. We have to get ready for our checklist. Come on in. Now, boys and girls, you know that Aunt Jewel would love and wants us always to stay on task and get ready for our bedtime, of course, because here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we have to get ready. And on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we have our own checklist. And you, of course, know every part of the list. So sing it with us, everyone, boys and girls.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off.
Check that off your list. I said my prayers with PJs on. I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What
Boys and girls, I know you're ready. You have everything checked off. You're ready to go, and your mom is so pleased that you can do all of this on your own. So get really ready, boys and girls, to take the Imagination Movers to another adventure. Now, boys and girls, we talked about last week about being proud. This month, we are going to imagine. This Sunday, we're going to talk about imagination. Imagining all of the heroes. Imagining all of the adventures. Imagining all of... what else can we imagine, boys and girls? The ocean, the sky, the galaxy, so many things that we can imagine. So, so very excited. That is our word for today, imagination. So we went through our checklist, and we are all set. So, boys and girls, are you ready for our story hour? Story hours are all-time favorite. Well, I'm going to read a book about traveling. Traveling. You can travel through your imagination, or you can travel like Aunt Jewel on a plane all the way to California. Now, I'm going to read a book called Travel with Me. Boys and girls, would you like to travel with me? I would like to travel with you. I hope you would want to come with me. So this book, I hope you have your favorite PJs on before we get into our imagination of traveling. Is Grandpa there? Is Granny there? Let's all cuddle up and begin our story. Travel with me in my dreams. This book is written by Dave Markeeson. Travel with me in my dreams. I'm Maddie. And this is my best pal, Mickey. We do everything together. We are always going somewhere together. That's probably why you and I, will usually see us from the behind. We love to travel, even if it is usually in our dreams. The good thing about dreaming is that you can go places that may not even actually exist. Like, the music float, one of my favorite places to make music. The seaside concert with some very wild musicians. The lonely concert, accessible only by blimp. The Cliffside Concert, a very picturesque spot. Mickey and I even took flying lessons in our dreams so we could even see more unique places and things, like one of those famous flying pigs. Now we know how he does it. The stratosphere, where we saw sights that most don't even know exist. Of course, dreams sometimes can be a little scary and uncomfortable, like a visit to a home in earthquake country can be very scary. A trip through the West Virginia countryside on Halloween, can be very disconcerting. We sometimes just dream our way to unlike places, to see unlikely sights, like those giant bears fishing for salmon in their snorkeling gear. A visit to a seaside town with very interesting architecture. Of course, we travel the world in our dreams to many familiar places, such as France, bonjour, where we see the river with its lovely village scenes along its bank. Paris, with springtime views of the Eiffel Tower. We even dream of traveling to China. Nihao, where we might visit well-known world sites, like the Great Wall, which we must have visited during the year of the wreck in this image. The Lee River, with many precipitous peaks and beautiful vegetation. Mickey and I, of course, travel the entire U.S. with dreams of a lovely farm and a mountain valley in Appalachia. A lake scene in upstate New York. The many frigid lakes in Minnesota. The entrance of Waipio Valley on the Big Island. Or a picturesque chapel in Kona. The beautiful views from the grand south rim of the Grand Canyon in Arizona. The unique city and mountain views of Seattle. The many subway entrances in Manhattan, New York. We even took a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge to visit our friends at the Art House Cube in Brooklyn. And of course, we do plenty of dream travel through our home state of California with visits to places like the amazing mountain views in the Yosemite Valley, the mission at the San Juan Capistrano waiting for the swallows to return, and of course, a wild ride down the hills of San Francisco on a turkey cable car. And the beautiful views of the Golden Gate Bridge. I know Aunt Jewel knows all about this because guess what, boys and girls? She's in California. Great! We don't have to dream up these trips in San Francisco. That's our hometown where Mickey and I love to wander the hills and take in the sights for real. We always see things like the view of the city line from Treasure Island, the Golden State Bridge from the park in the front of the Legion of Honor, the old ships parked at the Aquatic Park. But after all our great times in San Francisco, we always return to our dream travel to visit unique and mysterious places in the unknown. Travel with me in my dreams. The end. Wow, how exciting to travel in my dream.
And it sounds so thrilling, and that is why coming to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, you're able to do that. You're going to the bed, your bedroom, and you're getting ready for bed, which is what Aunt Jewel helps you to be able to do, and you can let your imagination flow wherever you want it to be. I love doing that. And when I was getting ready to come to California, I was imagining what's going to be on the other end. And it's so fun to be able to find out and share it with everyone.
Exactly, boys and girls. And just like Mickey and our two characters, they found that they didn't have to imagine. They forgot they lived in California and they can actually see all those things. So just think, the places that are there right in your hometown, right in your state, that you can explore. So maybe you don't have to do the dream traveling, but you can actually explore it with your family and friends right there. And you can imagine adventures. Imagination travel is so much fun. Anyhow, and I can't wait to imagination travel through the mountains that Aunt Jewel is going to talk about in her bedtime story.
Right. I'm also excited to be able to share that with the boys and girls. And since they went through their bedtime list, they're getting ready to snuggle with their Nana, Grandpa, and parents. And I'm ready to be able to start that. Boys and girls, are you ready to hear it?
I am.
Okay. Well, here we go. It is. Get ready. Do you have those slippers on? You've got that special teddy bear with you. Okay. Let's see. There we go. It's called, hello, it's called Heroes of the Mountains. And boys and girls, this special story was written by The Hero of the Mountains, and it is a boo-boo tale. Okay, Boo-boo wanted to see a contest and meet the boys and girls at a very famous hero. He's a little excited, very excited, much like you when you're going on your vacation. The big contest was Hero of the Mountains, and it was going to take place the next day. Now, the bravest and the most powerful animal and people were going to take part of it. Now, Boo-boo wanted to see the contest and meet the most famous heroes in the world. He carefully studied the map. And the contest would take place on a high mountain on the ground of the owl magician, Buran. Now, Boo-boo was going to have a long trip the next day. And that can happen when you go on a vacation, too. Now, that evening, Boo-boo was all ready. And he woke up early in the morning, and he brushed his teeth and ate his breakfast quickly, just like what you do yourself when you get ready to wake up in the morning. He had a long way to go, so he had to have a good meal. Now, the breakfast prepared him was prepared by his mom, and it was very, very delicious. Now, Boo-boo promised his mom he would be careful and come back before dark. And then he hurried to the mountain. He passed the meadows, walked around the rocky hill, and suddenly, while crossing the river, he heard someone screaming for help. Now, Boo-boo looked around and saw a beetle who had fallen into the river. The slope of the bank was too steep for the little beetle. He couldn't get out of the river, and he was waving his legs and antenna in panic. Now, Boo Boo looked around for the float or a stick, but he could not find anything useful. As time was pressing, Boo Boo sank his tail into the icy water and cried out to the beetle to grab it. Now, in a little while, the beetle was lying on the grass, drying off in the sun, exhausted, but very happy for being rescued. Now, Boo Boo was tired as well, but he had no time to rest, so he squeezed his tail, which had become heavy with the water, and hurried into the contest. Now, soon he saw ahead a little bunny crying sadly. It had lost one of its gloves and did not know how to find it. Now, Boo Boo was in a hurry to get to the contest, but he decided to help the bunny. He lowered his big, sensitive nose to the ground and began sniffing, searching for the bunny's glove. The bunny followed him with hope. Now, in a little while, Boo Boo found the glove fallen aside the path. Nothing could hide from a fox's nose. The bunny was very happy and, grinning widely, hopped home with gloves on, and Boo Boo hurried to the mountain. Now, while climbing the steep mountain path, Boo Boo met three firemen, ants, carrying a new door for the ants' observation post, located high on the mountain. Now, the ants looked for forest fires from there. The door was too heavy, and the three ants gasped for breath. Now, Boo Boo decided to help them. Though he was already late for the contest, he took the heavy door and, together with the ants, carried it up to the mountain. Now, finally, they reached the observation post of the firemen ants and managed, together, to fix the door in its right place. The ants sat on the ground, tired and satisfied. Now, Boo Boo was also tired and exhausted, but there was no time for rest. He continued up the path, climbing the peak. Now, when he climbed the peak at last, the contest was over. Broken arrows, targets, and swords were spread all over the peak's mountain. But all the heroes had gone. Boo Boo sadly sat there on the ground. He so much wanted to see the contest and meet the greatest heroes in the world, but he had missed everything. Suddenly, he heard a flap of wings. He looked up and saw the owl, the magician, Boran, alight before him. "Don't be sad, Boo Boo. You did not miss anything so interesting, actually. Look, I have something special for you." And the owl gave Boo Boo a crystal. On it was inscribed, "Hero of the Mountain." It was the highest honor one could receive for the contest. The highest honor. But why me? Asked the very surprised Boo Boo. I have not done anything great heroic deed. Is there a greater heroic deed than all the small deeds you have done today? Smiling Boran. You missed the contest you so much wanted to see, to help the beetle, the bunny, and the ants. You are the real hero. Boo Boo managed to make it back home before dinner and told his parents what had happened. Everybody at home was pleased and very proud of him. Now, after dinner, Boo Boo went to bed tired and satisfied. He needed a good night's sleep. Maybe tomorrow new great deeds and adventures were waiting for him. The end. And that was, of course, you could go to boobootales.com and be able to find the other great stories.
Wow, such an adventurous time. And thinking about the hero sounds so great.
It really was. And it just lets you know that you never know who is going to be the hero.
And anyone can be the hero, especially when you're imagining and traveling through your imagination.
You certainly can. And sometimes heroes don't have capes.
Certainly, heroes can just look like you and I.
And be ordinary people. And that was a really wonderful story. That was written by theboobootales.com.
So very nice. We love bedtime stories here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. And, of course, we'll always like to thank you, to thank Blake Radio Rainbow Soul.
We thank the boys and girls all for listening to our show. We've had so many boys and girls call in and even write in, because last week you talked about some of the boys and girls who sent an email to you about how wonderful it's been listening to the stories and getting ready for bed.
Yes, we had special boys and girls who sent email messages to us about who they were most proud about, because we talked about the graduation. And this week, we're talking about imagination. And I really want, boys and girls, I really want you to use your imagination, especially this month, now that you're out of school and you don't have to go wake up early in the morning or go to bed early in the evening, because it's time to just have fun with your friends and family. And this is the best time to imagine. No tests, no quizzes, just your assignment for the summer is to imagine. Now, boys and girls, you have your favorite PJs, you're snuggling with Grandpa with your favorite blankie, and we've read wonderful stories. But, of course, on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories, we always end with a bedtime story, of course. And Aunt Jewel is going to read a fun little story talking about your hands and your feet and what you can do. And guess what? You can imagine what you can do with your hands and feet. You can actually do it. I can't wait, Aunt Jewel. Here we go.
Yes, because you may look at your hands and go, I wonder what people think about my hands. Well, this book is called Here Are My Hands. It's by Billy Martin Jr. and John Archibald. Now, it was illustrated by Ted Rand. So, boys and girls, look at your hands while you're in the bed and with your pajamas on and your house slippers, and you've already brushed your teeth. So here we go to see what kind of hands you have. Here are my hands. They're for catching and throwing. Here are my feet for stopping and going. Here is my head for thinking and knowing. Here is my nose for smelling and blowing. Here are my eyes for seeing and crying. Here are my ears for washing and drying. Here are my knees for falling down. Here is my neck and tumbling around. Here are my cheeks for kissing and blushing. Here are my teeth for chewing and brushing. Here is my elbow, my arm, and my chin. And here is my skin that bundles me in. The end. Do you know what hands and feet and head and knee and chin you have? Guess what it is? We just told you. Are you sleepy yet, boys and girls? It's Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Are you sleepy yet?
As you know, we learned so much today. Oh, I love it on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. My head just is filled with so many ideas and excitement and imagination. Next weekend, we are going to talk about Father's Day. So you know here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, we always love to describe and talk about the history of holidays. Of course, the Sunday before the actual holiday begins. So that you are strapped with the backpack of knowledge and you are set. And you can talk to your mommies and daddies and your friends and tell them what you know. Tell them all the knowledge about that holiday. So next Sunday, we're going to talk about Father's Day and what Father's Day means and when Father's Day began.
That certainly will be nice, because coming home to Daddy and having those big, strong hands around you and giving you a hug, so special. And to be able to have a time to celebrate, Starfish, I think that's wonderful.
Exactly. And here on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories, we love to celebrate. So, boys and girls, imagine, take off, go in your submarines, go in your helicopters, go in your spaceship to the galaxy. Go down, down, down to the deep blue cold ocean where I'm from, in your submarine. And boys and girls, imagination is our thing. We're the imagination movers. Now, boys and girls, look out your window. I know on the West Coast, it still might seem like it's still day out because the sun's still out. So you can just imagine. You guys will be the imagination movers, my West Coast boys and girls. And on the East Coast, the sun is beginning to go down, and the moon is going to soon shine so very brightly, and the stars are going to come out. Now look out your window. Do you see it? Do you see it? That flickering light? Try your best. I know you can see it. Yes, it is. It is what you think. It's a star. As we all look at the same shining star, make a wish. Let us all think of a wish and listen to our dream song, Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray. Gaze at that star, boys and girls. Gaze at the star and make your wish.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look.
you so much, boys and girls and moms and dads, for spending the time with us and going sleepy land or even daydreaming. Aunt Jules' bedtime stories.
From tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in love talk. Now I understand. Yeah, yeah.
Favorite time, parents laugh. Whether it's bedtime. Sleepy boys and girls. Imagination. Starfish, I have a poem that I would love to share with the boys and girls.
Of course, because we certainly know that our East Coast boys and girls are drifting off into dreamland, but our West Coast boys and girls are still wide awake and are probably just getting ready to take care of their checklist. So, let's read them wonderful poems. I can't wait to hear it on Jewel.
Well, this one's called A Child's Dream. Now, you may even be daydreaming, which is what is happening in the West Coast because the light is still out. The sun is shining so bright. This poem was written by Jane M. Wallace, and it's called A Child's Dream. Now, this poem was written for my first grandchild. His mother proudly displays it on his bedroom wall. Now close your eyes and sleep, dear child. Lie still and dream for just a while. A spaceship has come for you, and soon it will make your wishes come true. Now get in your seat, hold on tight. You're off to a special place tonight. You will see magical things. All the many wonders dreaming brings. See the round moon high above and all the stars that twinkle with love. A comet lights up the sky while a meteorite streaks on by. Planets with rings spin in space while man's satellite tries to keep pace. Look around and you can see millions of beautiful galaxies. With color brights, looks like a giant kaleidoscope tonight. With the black hole, don't collide, because it pulls everything inside. Now astros come and then go, and now your spaceship begins to slow. When you raise your sleepy head, you find that you've never left your bed. The end. Imagination. You can do so many things.
And I think we have a caller.
Oh.
Hello. Hello.
Imagination.
Well, I guess our caller is imagining. And please imagine and bring it to life and call in. Boys and girls, tell us what you imagine, what takes up your imagination and your adventures. Here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, guests, please call in 914-338-0695 or send us your thoughts, your voice, your opinion on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories at gmail.com or come visit our Facebook on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories.
So many different ways to share, and that's what happens when you live everywhere. So come on, boys and girls, come on, parents, and let's hear your thoughts about your imagination. Where are you? Or are you sleepy yet? Rest that sleepy head on your mommy or your daddy. We would love to hear what you have to say.
Oh, yes, we definitely do. Moms and dads, aunts and uncles, boys and girls, take a trip to Dreamland to discover Aunt Jewel's Imagination Playland. And that is where young children and listeners who love bedtime stories love to come on the show. Please join us next Sunday on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories at 7:30 p.m. East Coast time.
And Starfish, you're going to have such a wonderful time because a lot of the boys and girls are going to be joining you on the beach. So you'll be hearing the laughter and you'll be seeing them go back and forth in the wave and making sandcastles.
Oh, yes. It is my favorite time when I get to actually play with the boys and girls. All the boys and girls that have been listening to our show for so very long, we can actually play together in real life. It is so fun.
And I want to say hello to Grandpa Roberts and real excited that he just came from the hospital and now he is sleeping in his own bed. So he's feeling really good. And we don't even have to ask him, are you sleepy yet?
Of course not. And he was so great and came on our show and spoke about Memorial Day. We loved his story.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to say good night to Miss Teacher Carol Shaw. Good night, Carol Shaw. Good night. Good night, Shauna. Good night, little Jaden. Good night, Tony. Good night, Jalen. And Aylin and Kaylin, have a wonderful night.
And especially for that new graduate, Kaylin, for graduating and having such a great time walking amongst his classmates for 4 years. So boys and girls, dreams do come true.
Exactly. And that's why every Sunday we're going to gaze upon that same bright star and make our wish. And I know with our dreams and our hard work, it will come true. So boys and girls, please stay tuned every Sunday on Jewel's Bedtime Story. And we are now going to take, here on the east side, take a trip to Dreamland while you, Aunt Jewel, take a trip to Daydreamland.
And all our friends, and we really would love to show our appreciation with Randy Neiman. He always tells it exactly the way it is when you've got friends. Just think, you'll soon be out of school, and just think, here he is.
You've got a friend in me.
Yes, you do.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together to see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good night. Our new friend.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our gas done me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good night. And Jules Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network and Starfish.